guys, welcome to Discoveryland Online. I'm just building a tower here, and so's Miss Caitlin.
Mm-hmm. We're so glad you're here today. I was just saying, I usually build a tower with a base, but Miss Michelle was saying that somebody told her yesterday that you can make a taller one if you just go straight up.
Yeah, see? I mean, look how tall mine is getting. It's getting so super tall. And that's what the important part is, right? That it's taller and...
I'm not sure that was some very good advice.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Maybe if it had a, like a base, like a foundation like yours, maybe it would have
nice stood and steady.
Up. Yeah, wow. Well, today we're learning about following God. Sometimes we need to stop and we need to listen to what God says. And sometimes we need to go and do what he tells us to do. Let's sing about a following our great God.
No matter how dark night or day, God's love helps me not to be afraid. No matter how high a mountain I see, God's love is bigger and it makes me wanna sing. I know no matter what, God loves me. I know no matter what. My hands are clapping, hey! And now my feet are dancing. No matter what, I'm love because God loves me. No matter the tears I may cry, God's love is still here and I'll be all right. And when it's hard to say goodbye and I just don't want to do it, God's love is what I got, and He will help me through it. I know no matter what, God loves me. 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 And now my hands are clapping. And God loves you. Say, I know no matter what, God loves me. 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 And now my hands are clapping. Hey. And now my feet are dancing.
God, that you made me and I am your kid. Jesus loves me so much. His love for me is big. The Holy Spirit leads me and I can follow you. My life can tell your story. I no wonder this is true.
If you haven't met Tack, she's a very curious cat, and she likes to ask a lot of questions.
Hi, kids. My name is Tack. For anyone who can spell, that's cat spelled backwards. And I'm always curious about everything. Do you know what it means to be curious? It means to think about things and ask questions. It's good to ask questions. And I have something I've been curious about today. Do you want to guess what it is?
Tack, what's your question?
Well, I saw the kids and you were building towers.
You're right, Tack. We just finished doing that. And I think the kids loved it.
I want to know if I could play a game and maybe have the kids follow me.
I don't see why not. Kids, what do you think? Listen to Tack and do what she says?
Oh, I'm so excited. I've always wanted to be a leader. Okay, guys, follow me. Pick your nose.
Tack! You can't ask the kids to do that. Kids, do not follow Tack. I'll give you another chance. One more try, Tack. Let's try something else.
Okay, sorry.
It's okay.
Kids, do this one. Okay, ready? Smell your friend's breath.
Tack, you can't have the kids do that. Do not follow Tack on that either, kids. Tack, I think we need to talk.
What do we have to talk about? I'm the leader and they're supposed to follow me. I don't understand. I think my breath smells good.
Tack, your breath smells like cat food.
Oh, sorry. Did I forget to brush my teeth today? I'm curious, why shouldn't the kids follow me?
A good leader is someone who leads others to do the right thing. A good leader is wise and chooses to do wise things. People who follow a good leader can trust their leader.
Oh, I get it. We need to follow wise people who lead us to do the right thing.
Exactly. Do you know anyone who is wise?
Oh, I do. I do. God is wise.
You're exactly right, Tack. God is wise, and we can trust him.
I'm curious, does that mean we should follow God?
It sure does. I have an idea. Why don't you listen to today's story? I think it might help answer your curious questions.
Now I'm really curious. I can't wait to hear today's story. But first, I better go brush my teeth. My breath stinks.
Have you ever been curious like Tack? Have you ever been curious about whom you should follow? In God's big story today, we're going to hear about two men who had a tough decision to make, but didn't follow the advice of someone they should trust. Today's wonder truth is, I can follow God. Today we'll discover God is wise and we can trust him to lead us. Okay, it's time for today's part of God's big story. And once again, we need to get ready. So let's put on those listening ears. You got them on?
I do.
All right, good job. And now we need to put on our pay attention glasses. Mine are going to be bright and shiny blue.
I'm thinking some Lego bricks.
Oh, good job. Now we need to zip, lock, and button these. Ready? One, two, three. Zip, lock, and button. So now that we got that done, Miss Caitlin, time to get our hearts ready, so why don't we pray?
All righty. God, thank you for being with us. We invite your Holy Spirit to lead us as we learn to follow you. Help us listen and hear to what you want to say to us. In Jesus' name, amen. So in today's story from the Bible, God's big story, a wise man named Solomon, who was the king of Israel. I'm sure you remember Solomon.
Absolutely.
After 40 years, his son, Rehoboam.
Can we just call him Ray Ray?
I think so. Rehoboam is kind of hard to say.
It is. That's huge.
That is.
I've already tried it twice today. So let's call him Ray Ray. Okay.
Yeah. So Ray Ray became the new king of Israel. The people of Israel went with Ray-Ray to the city of Shechem. Here, they met a man named Jeroboam.
Oh, time out. Ooh. All right. Instead of that, can we just call him Jerry?
Yeah, Jeroboam's also a pretty hard word.
So we have Ray-Ray and we have Jerry. Much easier. Here we go. Jerry knew Ray-Ray's dad very well. Jerry was one of King Solomon's most trusted men. Until one day, a messenger from God told the king that Jerry would rule part of his kingdom. So he tried to kill Jerry.
Oh, luckily, Jerry escaped and hid out until King Solomon died. Whew, I know.
Right?
Then Jerry and the Israelites decided to speak to Ray Ray, the new king. They told Ray Ray his dad made them work so hard and asked him to make their work just a little bit easier. If he did this, they would serve him.
Wow. Well, Samuel did what God told him to do. When he arrived in Bethlehem, he prepared to offer the sacrifice and invited Jesse and his sons to join him.
Then, Ray Ray had a decision to make. He took 3 days to decide. Count with me. One, two, three. Ray Ray needed help making this tough decision. So he went to the wise men who knew his father.
They told Ray Ray he served the people and he should give them what they wanted. They told him if he does, they will always serve him. But Ray Ray didn't like this advice, so he ignored it, Miss Caitlin.
Oh,
instead,
no.
Ray Ray asked young men he grew up with what he should do.
They told Ray Ray he shouldn't listen to the people. Instead, he should make them work even harder.
Oh, no.
So after 3 days, Ray Ray shared the news with the Israelites.
Ugh.
I know.
He told the bad news to the people. He was making their work even harder than before.
Ugh. When the people saw Ray Ray hadn't listened to them, they refused to follow him.
So the nation split in two, you guys. Ray Ray ruled Judah in the south, and Jerry ruled Israel in the north.
Jerry worried his people would want to go back to King Ray Ray. Oh. So he asked for advice about what to do. But the advice Jerry got was not from God. Mm. In fact, those people worshipped fake gods.
Oh my goodness.
No.
They worshipped a golden calf instead of God, Miss Caitlin. Their wrong decisions led the Israelites away from God.
Oh man. God wants us to follow him and other wise leaders who follow him. He is wise and knows what's best for us. He can help us make wise decisions, and God puts people in our lives to help point us to him.
Today, we learned we can follow God. Did you know we can follow God anywhere? He's always with us. He goes everywhere that we go.
So stand up and march with us. We're going to pretend to go to some different places and tell God we will follow him anywhere. Ready? Let's march.
God, I will follow you anywhere.
God, I will follow you to the store.
Ooh, God, I will follow you to the park.
God, I will follow you to my school.
And God, I will follow you to my friend's house.
God, I will follow you to my church.
God, I will follow you everywhere. Let's talk with God. When I say listen, you will cup your hands behind your ears. When I say follow, you will march in place. Ready? God, we thank you for being with us. Help us listen to what you say and help us follow you today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for spending that time thinking about God. Now, can you hold out your hands like this, like you're receiving something, and listen and receive your blessing while I speak it over you? When we come near to God, he is near to us. May you know that God is always with you. You can follow him every day in every way. May you listen to his voice, do what he says, and let him be your leader. Bye, guys!